sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us, as usual, in this time slot every Tuesday is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, buddy. I wanted to make you aware, I just had Rob Cordes. He is a partner in Liberty Mountain USA down in Farwell, Michigan, near Clare. And they purchased, it used to be the Mott Mountain Ski Resort years ago. And these guys have come in and bought this property. It's got a huge soundstage lighting area, professional JBL sound system for major concert bands to come in. They can hold up to 30,000 people. This is going to be a kind of a, almost sounds like a clone of Pine Knob, someplace I used to go down there in Clarkston, I-75. Well, this is in Clare, and I thought we need to hook you guys up because Saturday, October the 11th, 4 weeks from this Saturday, they're going to have a sneak preview, kind of come see us. Check out the venue, check out the stage, the sound. They're going to have a couple bands, but they're also looking for some food trucks. And I thought, I wonder if Ian might want to bring some Iron Pig Smokehouse barbecue down to this venue. So I want to put you in touch with Rob and the owners of the guys down there. LibertyMountainUSA.com is the website if you want to check it out. But also, how many people can your pavilion hold at the new South location there off of exit 279 there in Old 27? What is the maximum number of folks you guys could host there at your pavilion?
We could probably pack about 2,500 people into our venue, maybe a little bit more, but at least that many for sure.
Absolutely. Well, that venue would be a lot more intimate. I'm thinking about reaching out to my Patriot friend, absolutely want to reach out to him and see if I can get his group to consider coming and doing an intimate evening with Mark Farner, the lead guitar singer of Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk to him and see if I can get Mark to come down and do a special concert. I got a thing in my mind. We're working on an event, and I was hoping that maybe I could get Mark and his band to come and play at the Iron Pig. And that this other venue is so much larger potential. If you get some phone calls and people maybe think they're going to have 5,000-6,000 people, you can't handle it. Maybe we can have a partnership with you guys in Liberty Mountain USA down there in Clare.
So absolutely,
you know, we'll brainstorm and put this relationship together. I'm going to go meet with the owners. They actually want to start advertising for this venue, this event on October the 11th. They want me to start running some commercials for them. So I'm going to go and meet with them at the venue and check it out and then be able to create a really good commercial for them. And I was wondering if your calendar was open Saturday, October the 11th, if we might not be able to get the Iron Pig's food truck down there. And I'd love to see some Iron Pig barbecue down there at that event. So,
well, unfortunately, October 11th, we're going to be a little bit booked. We've got our harvest party from 2 to 7 October 11th. Yeah, we've got a petting zoo. We've got live music, bobbing for apples, and we have a whole big event planned for October 11th. We haven't talked about it a whole lot here on the show, mainly because it is like a month away.
Yeah.
October 11th, we are going to be booked up.
You're booked. Well, we'll talk more about it after the break. How's that sound?
You got it.
All right, brother. Got Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Going to talk about this event and other things lined up over there. We're excited heading into fall. The leaves, unfortunately, folks, are already starting to hit the ground in my backyard. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. So before we get to October the 11th, which is 4 weeks from this coming Saturday, Do we have any other events happening over there at the Iron Pig that folks need to know about?
Oh, gosh, let me see. September 23rd or 24th, there's a Thursday. We do have an event out in the pavilion, like a kind of like a paint and sip event. Every other Wednesday, we always have live music downtown. But really, October is kicking off a lot of events. Almost every weekend, we're going to have something happening out there in the pavilion, mainly starting with that October 11th event. And then each subsequent weekend after that, we're going to have like a haunted pavilion, trunk or treat Halloween, those kinds of things. Fall coming up here, obviously, like you said, the leaves are starting to hit the ground.
Yeah.
The harvest party, we figure to be a great time to have something mid-October. So that's exactly what we're going to do.
Excellent, excellent. I think that Thursday is actually September 25th, if it's a
there
Thursday.
Go.
There you go. And now October the 11th, is this something that people can pay at the door, or do you want them to buy tickets in advance? How does that work for October the 11th?
So a lot of the event is free to the public. There is a $5 wristband for the kids that gets them into like the petting zoo, a bunch of the – we have laser tag. There's going to be a mobile gaming trailer that's going to be there. We have a dunk tank. Gosh, Bobbing for Apples. Frisky Farms is donating apples. That's the other thing, too, is all the proceeds from this event is going to the Caring Closet here in Otsego County, and they help put coats and clothing for kids together for anybody in Otsego County that might need something like that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, you know, we're coming into the winter seasons. We figured let's try and put some effort towards that great nonprofit here locally. So usually anything we do, we always try to have a nonprofit benefit from it. So this year for our first harvest party, it's going to be the Caring Closet. So
very
come
good,
on out
good,
October 11th, 2 to 7 p.m. It is free, but some of the additional stuff, you get a $5 wristband for you or the kids, and they get everything else.
Excellent, excellent. Greatly appreciate it. And again, the proceeds from the event going to that charity. And I know in the past, we actually had a family in Otsego, was going through some tough times, and they actually outfitted the entire family, the mom,
yeah,
the dad, the four kids. They all had winter coats and hats and gloves. And it was like, man, he called me. He said, Randy, tell Ian and everybody that we greatly appreciate it. They helped them through a tough time. And luckily, he got a great job back on his feet. And he said, man, I heard of it because of Ian and all the stuff he does over at the Iron Pig on your radio station. And he said it really helped us. I mean, he had tears in his eyes when we were talking. So I know the public appreciates it.
It's wild, Randy. We actually had another nonprofit that we were ready to team up with, and they had initially agreed. And then they had a board meeting and said, we don't want any money from the Iron Pig. We don't want to partner up with you folks because the owner has said some mean things on Facebook. And I said, yeah, we were pretty disappointed. But apparently this organization has enough money. Their mission is to put coats on kids in Otsego County. So when they said no and decided to put their feelings above the needs of kids in our county, I said, you know what, to heck with this. We're now going to make it our mission to make sure that there isn't a single kid in Otsego County that doesn't have a jacket that wants one. Now, I say that because when I was a kid, my parents made me wear a jacket, but as soon as I got to the school bus stop, that jacket came right off. So that's the best we can do is get jackets in hands that want them, you know.
There you go. There you go. And so this is a different organization you're saying that you're doing this for.
Absolutely. Caring Closet has done stuff with us before, and we're more than glad to continue that relationship for sure.
Good, good, good. Hey, one of the things I did want to talk to you about, we have been talking for, it seems like, almost a year and a half now regarding the solar projects, solar farms, all the things happening. There has been a couple of cases that have been adjudicated. I guess one of the projects downstate, the developer was getting so much resistance and kickback. The community tied him up in a lawsuit. And I was told that he's looking at actually rescinding his offer, his plans to build one of these was down in the Saginaw Bay area. I didn't know if you had any updates or if you heard about that, that developer is pulling that project off the board. But your guys' efforts are starting to pay some dividends, I think.
Yeah, I haven't officially heard that they're pulling that project down there yet. What I do know is that there is only one project that has made it to the Michigan Public Service Commission. And my understanding is MPSC has basically sent that back down and said the developer and the local unit of government need to work together.
Yeah.
The fact that there is one, or maybe not even that one, if you can even call it that, at the Michigan Public Service Commission tells me a lot of things. And the biggest thing that it tells me is there's so much confusion out there that the local units of government don't know what to do. At the same time, the developers almost always are going off of old ordinances. And that's what we're seeing in the half a dozen developments that we're some way involved with, whether it's filing a lawsuit like we have in Otsego and now in Sheboygan, and hopefully soon in Ottawa County. We'll see what happens, because they're all slightly different cases. And I always say this on the show, but that's part of the problem. That's how you know when a law is bad, is when there's so much confusion, and even judicial confusion, right? There's confusion between the two parties, but now the judicial branch has weighed in Otsego County, and they're clearly confused. So this is where we're at with this terrible law, is all this confusion. We throw all this stuff up in the air, and we're going to see what's landing. And it sounds like a lot of these things are landing in the locals' favor. So far, that's what seems to be happening.
Right. And when you say locals, of course, you're talking about the communities that aren't necessarily supportive. I'm talking the people, the property owners, although you might have planning commission boards or yes. board of commissioners and politicians, elected officials, they may be supporting or in favor of it, but the people are against it. And I think that's what you're referring to when you say the locals. You're talking about the property owners, the people, the taxpayers, basically.
And you pointed out something really important there. Those planning commissions, those elected people, what we're seeing is a dichotomy now where the locals, the people that have to live next to these things, don't want them, but those that have been elected to power, they do. And that's something that we have to really closely examine, is why is there such a disconnect between the people in power and the people that have to live next door to these things? Now, well, of course, we can surmise why. A lot of it is money and the incentives that come along with these programs. But why? Why does Jerry, the neighbor, not care about his other neighbor living down the street from a development like this? That's really what I have a problem with, is why is there such a disconnect between neighbors? That's what I don't like. And it's happened here in Otsego County. It's even worse up in Sheboygan. You got a guy up there that's leasing his own property, and he sits on the commission up there.
Right.
So there's a lot of that.
And what it is, what it comes down to, of course, is greed and the money that's being offered to these landowners. I don't care about my neighbor. These guys are talking about, you know, leasing my 100 acres from me for $100,000 a year for 20 years. I stand to make $2 million windfall on this thing. Sorry, neighbor, really don't care, but I want to take the money. I think right. Ultimately that's what it comes down to.
It is, and it's setting up another dynamic where, like here in Otsego County, two of the largest property owners are families that have this land in trust. So they're moving this to generations beyond them. And I understand that, and of course we want that. We don't want it to go to the government. We don't want it to go to a corporation. We don't want it to go to a Chinese corporation.
Sure.
But at the same time, these are people that no longer, for the most part, live in our community. They don't have to live next to this development. You know, that's the other part that bothers me, is that they own this property in our counties or townships, but they're not living there. And not all cases, but a lot of these cases.
Yeah.
They're simply not living next to them, but yet they're requiring their neighbors to sit down and shut up and live next to it.
Yep, absolutely. Well, I think there has to come a common ground. And I think the common ground is very simple, is what Donald Trump is doing at the federal level, trying to get rid of these EV mandates, trying to get people back to some sense of sanity of we're not going to need this type of technology with regards to energy production. He's going nuclear. He's going hydrogen. They're drill, baby, drill. They're fracking. They're doing all the alternative other methods. When, Ian, it's been proven, if you look at the economy of scale, if you look at the cost to generate electricity with wind turbines and solar panels, it's just not efficient and it's not cheap.
Right. And honestly, the most entertaining part to me about this is the fact you even have to have conversations about battery storage facilities. If your wind and solar were so reliable, you would not require battery storage facilities.
Right.
So exactly. They're admitting right up front that wind, solar, and battery are wildly inefficient, and it's just not the future that they think it's going to be. And with respect to EV mandates, we've seen the marketplace speaking. Yeah. We see what GM and Ford are doing with their electric vehicle lines. They're done. So the market has already spoken with the electronic vehicle portion of it.
Yeah.
Even though municipalities like Ann Arbor keep buying electric buses that don't work, the market has spoken. And now what we need is we need our energy market to be opened up in a free market like it's supposed to be, and we'll really see people starting to turn away from wind and solar energy because it is going to be so much more expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the biggest incentive, of course, has been the $7,500 instant cash rebates when you purchase an electric vehicle. Well, Donald Trump's put an end to that. It ends on September 30th. I've been noticing the TV commercials during my Tiger baseball games. 2 weeks from today, it's over. They're no longer going to be giving $7,500 out to these dealers. When you kill that incentive, I think this whole thing's going to collapse.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. And again, why are you having to incentivize something that's supposed to be so awesome and supposed to save the world?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're almost out of time. Final thoughts here. Anything you want to promote this weekend coming up? Anything happening that you want folks to know about?
Yeah, you know what? I want to say this real quick while I have a second. You know, with everything that happened this last week, everything with Charlie Kirk, I just want to say to anybody listening, the way to move forward in the next couple of years, especially here in Michigan, is get voter registration booths out there. I know you always have that shootout that you did not have this year, but events like that are where we need to be registering voters. But more importantly, Randy, at church next Sunday, people need to be asking, where is the voter registration booth? 30% of Christians are not registered to vote. And I think even a larger segment of gun owners are not registered to vote. Now is the time to get registered. Now is the time to be voting, because we have got to get these crazy people out of power.
Amen.
That's
to
it.
That.
That's my final statement. Get some voter registration booths at church. It is allowed in Michigan. You absolutely can do it. Just make sure you get your pastor's permission to do so.
Absolutely. Great point. Absolutely. Great idea. Totally agree with you 100%. Ian, thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
On the hour news break of hour number two, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.